Mi lọ tán, mo rá mi sílẹ̀. chani moduro mo murala ti se fere simi niye mo male wa emi aru ni dake je
Baba wa ni oruko ayin logo fun oni ni bibe egba eyin wa fun te ma nse nibe adupe oruko je edawo ose na duro en tesi wa ati wa ni bi loruko Jesu gbogbo n te ka mo le ni loruko Jesu e so di mimo fun wa lati nu ikoni ni oro yin oluwa ebukun fun wa
amen
gbogbo nti aye enikokan ni lo loruko Jesu e se labi oro
amen
e se be
amen
ugo
hallelujah
ni oruko Jesu wa
amen
ati wa ni oruko wa kabo si enu iko.
We welcome us in the name of the Lord the Father into this Bible study. If we forget not, we are in the book of Matthew 17. Matthew chapter 17. From verse 14 to 21. The topic of this revision is how Jesus cured a child tormenting with evil spirits. How Jesus cured a child tormenting with evil spirits.
Every one of us
will read our Bible first from verse 14 to 21.
Say atiri. Oyao ni gba ti won si de odo ijo eniyan
when they were come to the
kan si to wa o kun le fun o si wi pe oluwa sanu fun omo
nitori
ti o ni waragba o njoro gedegede
nigba
pupo ni in ma subu sinu ina
ati nigba
pupo sinu omi
o
nsi mu to awon omo eyin re wa
mo
ko si le mu larada
Jesus
si down.
Then Jesus answered and said,
O
faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him the castle to me.
Jesus
rebuked the devil
and Jesus na si jade kuro lara re
departed out of
as mu omo na lara da ni wakati kan na nigba na ni awon omo eyin Jesus to wa leyin mo bi pe
e
se ti awa ko fi le le jade Jesus si wi fun won pe nitori
aigbagbo yin
ni looto ni mo sa wi fun yin bi
eyin
ba ni igbagbo bi oro irugbe mo study eyin o wi fun oke yi pe
sini
lo se ohun
to yonder place
yo
and it shall be removed and nothing shall be impossible unto you.
How dare this kind voice not because any padura
out by prayer and fasting.
Amen. Ese ogun ati kokanlelogun o ni ese akosori wa ti ani lati mo.
Our memory verse is verse 20 and 21 that we will need to know.
Tori na gbogbo wa laojo ka ti a o si mo bi ati sese ni jejo.
We read it together and we know it.
Ese ogun ati ese ikokanlelogun.
Verse 20 and 21.
Jesus si wi fun won pe.
And Jesus said unto them,
nitori aigbagbo yin ni,
because of your unbelief,
looto ni mo sa wi fun yin,
for verily I say unto you,
bi eyin ba ni igbagbo bi oro irugbe mo study,
if he has faith as a grain of mustard seed,
eyin o wi fun oke yi pe,
Jesus said unto this mountain,
sini lo si ohun,
remove and henceforth, and it shall be more. And nothing shall be impossible unto you. Let's revise that 20. Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief,
verily
I said unto you, if you have faith as grain of mustard seed, you shall command the mountain to move, and it shall remove. And nothing that you not.
Ṣùgbọ́n irú èyí kí ìjáde lọ bí kò ṣe nípa àdúrà àti àwẹ̀ ó yá o.
How bad this kind goeth not out by fasting and prayer.
Ṣùgbọ́n irú èyí kí ìjáde lọ bí kò ṣe nípa àdúrà àti àwẹ̀.
How bad this kind goeth not out by prayer and fasting.
Ó yẹ jẹ́ ká tún sọ o. Ṣùgbọ́n irú èyí kí ìjáde lọ bí kò ṣe nípa àdúrà.
How bad this kind goeth not but by fasting and prayer.
Ẹ jẹ́ ká ṣẹ̀ṣẹ̀ bẹ̀rẹ̀ láti ẹsẹ̀ ogún.
Let's take it from verse 20. Jesus
sì wí fún
wọn
pé.
And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief.
Lóòótọ́ ni mo sáré
fún yín. But verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard
seed,
you shall command the mountain that move there, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. How bad this kind, and not but by fasting and prayer. And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove henceforth, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. How bad this kind goeth not out by prayer and fasting.
Ẹ jẹ́ kí gbogbo àwa tó wà ní abala bí ó kà. Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus si wi fun won pe
Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief, verily I say unto you, if you have faith as grain of mustard seed, you shall tell the mountain and move unto, and it shall remove, and nothing that will be impossible for you. I bet this come not for by fasting and prayer. Let's say amen. We've done it last week. As our custom, we do revise it twice so that we can stable in our hearts. In our Bible reading, we can see here the Bible tells us what happened to the remaining disciple before Jesus arrived from the mountain. We could remember that Jesus go with his three disciples to the mountain of Transfiguration. But before he arrived, something has happened to the remaining nine disciples. These are Bible fast as discourse about what happened to those disciples. Amen. And what is that thing that happened? Someone has brought his son that have a problem. And the disciples have tried all their possible
ways.
They tried all what they could. But the problem did not conquer.
Hallelujah. Jesus day ibi lati ri bi Jesus se ba ogun na wi togun na si se.
When Jesus arrived, we can see how he rebuked the problem and the problem was
oh amo me eyin re wa to wa ibe na lati ri amo me eyin e ti an to wa ti an wa pe kilo de tan o le se n to se yen.
And we can see how the disciple come to him secret and has the reason why they could not do
ibi na lo ti wa so eredi re nkan to wa nbe ti won o fi le se.
And he discussed the reason they cannot do that.
Amen.
Amen.
Nítorí náà, I'm father balẹ̀ láti gbọ́ ní àgbọ́yé ju ti ìjẹjọ lọ.
So we are going to listen attentively to understand this more than that.
Nígbà tí a ó ṣe ìtúpalẹ̀ ibi kíkà wa yìí ní abala ọ̀nà mẹ́ta.
As we are going to discuss it under three subtopics.
Abala àkọ́kọ́.
The first subtopic. Ó
ní ìkẹ́gbàjárí bàbá ọmọ. Tẹ́mi Èṣù ń dá lóró sí Jésù Olùgbàlà.
Is the emergency call to Jesus the Savior by the father of the child tormenting with all the evil spirits.
Bàbá tó ni ọmọ Tẹ́mi Èṣù ń dá lóró sí Jésù.
As the father called to Jesus the Savior.
Ìṣọ̀rí kejì.
And the second
one. Ó ní ìbáwí Kristi sí àwọn ènìyàn àti àṣẹ tó pa fún bàbá ọmọ Tẹ́mi Èṣù ń dá lóró.
Jesus responds to people and authority to the father of the son tormenting with evil
spirits. Ebi ni àti ń wo ìbáwí tí Jésù ṣe fún àwọn èèyàn.
Here we can see what the response Jesus gave to those, the majority that gathered. Here we can also see the authority, the command given to that father. On that street, is the healing of the child tormenting with evil spirit. And Jesus' discussion with his disciples.
Se mu ọmọ yẹn ọmọ Tẹ́mi Èṣù ń dá lóró láradá.
Under the thoughts of topic we can see how he has healed the child.
Ebi náà láti rí ìjíròrò Jésù pẹ̀lú àwọn ọmọ ẹ̀yìn ẹ̀ nínú èyí tó ti sọ fún wọn ìdí rẹ̀ tí wọn ò fi lè ṣe nǹkan yẹn.
Also his discussion with the disciples why they cannot do what he has done.
Nítorí
náà.
A ń lọ wò ó ní abala kọ̀ọ̀kan pẹ̀lú àlàyé.
We are going to examine it with full explanation.
Ní abala àkọ́kọ́ báyìí.
The first subtopic.
Èké gbàjarí bàbá ọmọ Tẹ́mi Èṣù ń dá lóró sí Jésù Olùgbàlà.
The emergency call to Jesus the Savior by the father of the child tormenting with evil spirits.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ bá wo ẹsẹ̀ kẹrìnlá ìkẹẹ̀dógún àti ìkẹrìndínlógún la ó ti rí yìí.
If we examine verse 14 to 15 we can see it there.
Ibi ni a ti rí ọkùnrin kan láti àárín àwọn èrò tó péjọ bu àwọn ọmọ ẹ̀yìn.
Here we can see a man out of the multitude. Gather among the
o sáré wá sọ́dọ̀ Jésù.
He ran to Jesus Christ.
O sáré wá bá bó ti ń bọ̀.
As he was approaching, he ran
to him. Ó sì bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní ké gbàjarì pẹ̀lú ìrora.
And he was lamenting, crying.
Ó ń sọ nǹkan tó ṣẹlẹ̀ sí ọmọ rẹ̀.
He was narrating what happened to his son.
Níbí báyìí, àwọn nǹkan kan ni ẹ̀mí Ọlọ́run fẹ́ kí a mọ̀.
In this place, the Spirit of the Lord made one thought to us.
Àkọ́kọ́ ni ọ̀nà tí Bíbélì sọ pé ọkùnrin ìgbà tọ Jésù wá.
The first thing is the channel that this man come to Jesus.
Bíbélì ni mo wí pé ó ló kúnlẹ̀ fún.
Said the Bible recorded that he knelt down.
Ó kúnlẹ̀ fún.
He knelt down.
Èyí ni pé ó tọ Jésù wá pẹ̀lú ọkàn ìrẹ̀lẹ̀.
That is, he came to Jesus with humble heart.
Kì í ṣe pẹ̀lú ọkàn ìgbéraga.
Not arrogant heart.
Kì í ṣe pẹ̀lú ọkàn ìjọra ẹni lójú.
Not that he has seen someone. Not with arrogant
ṣùgbọ́n ẹ̀gbọ́n ó wá pẹ̀lú ọkàn ìrẹ̀lẹ̀.
He came with humble heart.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ó wá pẹ̀lú ọkàn wípé kò sí nǹkan tí òun tún lè ṣe mọ́.
He came with a heart that there's nothing he can do.
Kò sí agbára kankan tí òun lè ṣe.
That he has no other power that can save
him. Ohun kejì tí Ọlọ́run fẹ́ kí a mọ̀.
Another thing that the Lord wants us to know here.
Ó ní hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Àwọn ìpele ọ̀nà méjì tí bàbá yìí gbà ké gbàjarì rẹ̀ sí Jésù.
The two categories that this man called unto Jesus.
Ní ọ̀nà àkọ́kọ́.
The first way that he called.
Èké gbàjarì ọkùnrin yìí ó pín sí ipa méjì.
The call to Jesus is in two categories.
Àkọ́kọ́ ni wípé ó sọ nǹkan tí ń ṣe ọmọ rẹ̀ fún Jésù lẹ́kùnrẹ́rẹ́.
The first thing is that he explained in detail what happened to his son.
Ó sọ bí tí ń ṣe gan.
He explained how this thing affects
his wife. Ó wá béèrè fún àánú lórí ẹ̀.
And he asked for mercy over his son.
Oyin kejì.
The second thing that he
did. Tí ìké gbàjarí rẹ̀ dálé lórí.
That is called based on.
Ó ní ìjákulẹ̀ tó bá pàdé látọ̀dọ̀ àwọn ọmọ ẹ̀yìn.
The disappointment he met from the disciple.
Ó ló ń mú tó àwọn ọmọ ẹ̀yìn rẹ wá.
He said, I brought him to your disciple.
Wọn kò sì lè mú lára
dá. And they could not heal him.
Ohun tó bí ìjákulẹ̀ tí ọkùnrin yìí bá pàdé lọ́dọ̀ àwọn ọmọ ẹ̀yìn.
What called for this disappointment from the disciple is that.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because
he has it in mind to bring his problem to the disciple. Whenever we are coming to church, don't have it in mind that you are coming to meet the minister of God. Don't have it in mind that you are coming to God. I'm coming to meet the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm coming to meet God in the life of this fellow.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We must not come with a heart that I want to see man. We shouldn't come that we want to see human beings. This is because of the disappointment by this man in the first
place.
Whoever that have it in mind that he has brought his problem to
prove
it, we explain that he's going to be disappointed. Nothing a man can do. Nothing a man can do alone. Apart from the hands of God. So whenever you are coming to the presence of the Lord,
we must come
with the heart that you are coming to meet the Lord. With the heart that we want to come and meet God. With the heart of meeting the Lord. With the heart of meeting the Lord. We must come with the heart of meeting the Lord. Even if man see me, Lord, the Lord is, I'm going to meet my God. I'm going to meet my God. The Lord that reigneth in that place. The Lord that established that church. The Lord that is in authority of that church. The Lord that speaks through that man. The Lord that is using the man. That God is one I'm going to meet. Not that particular
Hallelujah.
Man. Amen. When we have this thought, we will not be disappointed. 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 Somebody came to visit us. Or not. We won't be offended. After all, I've come
Hallelujah.
To God. Somebody asked of you. Or not. You will not look at the side. Why? Because you did not come to meet man. Hallelujah. Amen. We have come to meet the Lord. And we look unto that God. This is the cause of his disappointment. Because he has put his trust in the staff and the disciple. He has brought their problems to the disciple. In his explanation about his calling to Savior.
When
he has brought it to his disciple. And they couldn't eat him. I pray
he
shall be well with us. These are the things that the Lord wants us to know before we move from this place. Whenever you are coming to the Lord, you must come with humble heart and with that heart of faith. Another thing is that whenever you are coming, just explain in detail the point of what you want to say. As this man has analyzed what happened to his son, he did not narrate the story. Some may be coming to this place. It's coming here. We first move around. Move around. Before he now come to where he's coming. Which kind of journey is that? That is Israelites. The journey of it, of the Israelites. We just narrate, be parabolating. We must learn. We are going to pinpoint what happened. We are going to bring out the point. His son is tormenting with this particular thing. And this is how it happened to him. And he explained the disappointment he has
in
me. And the Spirit of the Lord made us to understand the reason he has
disappointed.
God can never disappoint
you.
Please don't look at man. Look unto the Lord. When you are looking unto the Lord, that the Lord that reigns, the Lord that have authority, the Lord that holds the church, that is using the man of God, he's the one I'm here to meet. Even if the man is not around, the Lord is always around. Even if the man did not see me, the Lord see me. Even if the man did not lay hands on me, it's God has
hallelujah.
Amen.
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 If you
understand, let's clap for Jesus. Let's move to the second subtopic. This is Jesus' response to people. And his authority to the father of the child to men afflicting with evil spirit. Jesus' response to the people. And his authority to the father of the son afflicting with the evil spirit. We examine this in verse 17. Jesus answered and said unto him, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer with you? Bring him a title to me. The Lord wants us to understand two things here. This is how Jesus rebuked the multitude. The second one is the authority of Christ to the Father. So let's examine it. Here Jesus confronts the congregation.
Papa, awon olori alufa ati awon farisi.
High priest and the Pharisee.
They gathered
themselves in order to mock the disciple. They were looking unto them. They make jest of them. They have the motive and even saying it that is impossible to for them. They are not there to testify to the work of God. But they were there to make jest of the people of God. They are not there that they are having the belief that the Lord can do it. But they are there to make jest and to mockery that the only prayer cannot do
is.
This is the reason for their gathering here. They are the ones that Jesus is directing his
people.
They are faithless and perverse generation. Because he knows their thoughts. He knows
the reason
for their gathering and what they discuss. He knew that they believe in their heart that nobody can
overcome
the
problem.
How long is he going to wait? Is he going to suffer with them?
He's
cousin moving around with them. And perform wonders and miracles for them to believe. Still, they believe not that there's power that can do all things.
It's
certainly not that the Lord have impatience for someone to repent. To come to Christ through repentance of heart. Here we can hear a word like this. Here we can listen to the word of God like this. Wherever we might build and listen to the word of God. And listen to this word of God.
It's
just his patience and his love towards us. His patience and his love is showing it to us.
And
we are listening to this message.
Amen. Àwọn isẹ́ tí Ọlọ́run tó ń ṣe ní àárín wa. awon oniruru ise iyanu na eyi ti a nri ti a ngo o je ara ife ti olorun fi han si wa lati mu wa wo sinu igbagbo gbogbo awon nkan mo yi ni jesu na se loju awon farisi sadusi ati awon akowe sugbo wa to ri wi pe sibe na aya won si to le awon ni jesu ba wi wi pe eyin alaigbagbo ati alare kereke idi re ni yi ti jesu fifi oro ba won wi pe won je iran alaigbagbo ati iran alare kereke mo ko duro lati ri isi oluwa ti yo se laro omo na sugbon won duro lati se eleya mu omo eyin awon ogbagbo elomiran ni igbagbo ninu ogunju inu agbara olorun lo iran alaigbagbo niyan ati iran alare kereke elomiran beru esu ju olorun lo tori wipe o je iran alare kereke ati alaigbagbo ipo aigbagbo yi si je ipo to buru ju lo o je ipo to bi gbogbo ese teyan da lori ile aye tori wipe eni ti o ba gbagbo ko si nti o le se teyan o ba ti gbagbo gbogbo nkan buburu ni o le se ni o ma se aigbagbo yi si wa ma ndene eniyan lati gbadun awon ibukun ati re olorun hallelujah tori na jesu ba baba o ba awon eniyan to pe le awon omo eyin lori o ba won wi
so Jesus rebuked those that gathered
leyin leyin ni Jesu wa correct baba omo yen na
after it he now correct the man
o ni gbeto mi wa
bring it to me
e so be pe gbeto mi wa ni
say that bring it to him
mi o gbo yin
to me here
mi o gbo yin
bring it to me
gbeto mi wa ni e
to me
ohun ti mo eyan se lase ti yen
what man has done that you
le se yen
what is impossible for man
say, say, yeah.
What they have believed that is not possible bring in
eniyan lo gbe lo ba to fini jakule
you have taken
eniyan lo gbe lo ba to so di kolobo sugba jesu wi pe
geto mi wa bring him here
geto mi wa niyi
bring him here
amu omo eyin lo gbe lo ba
before he took him to the disciple
tori na nibi ti wa na wa leni
so wherever you are
ngbe aye re lo ba
who are you taking your life to
isoro to ni ta lo ngbe lo ba
that is your problem that you have who are you taking it to
elomiran kongo ni isoro re sugbon tori amu eyan to tun gbe lo ba ni an so di agba
some people's problem is in small mayor but taking it to man is little but they expand it
awon iko esu ti elomiran nde isoro aye re lo ba
the agent of devil that people are taking their problem to
oluwa jesu christi wa
instead of taking it to the lord jesus Christ
on be lo sodu eyan lo fi ni jakule
they are reverting to man and they are being disappointed some people's capital has
oniruru awon nkan ti o ngbadun tele ko le gbadun e mo
those things that they enjoy before he can enjoy it again
nitori na leni oluwa npe iwo na wi pe
beto mi wa today the lord is calling unto you that you should bring him to me bring him unto me
beto mi wa
bring him to me
jesus so fun wa leni
jesus is standing
up ambo si abala keta
move to the third one
ambo si abala keta
move to the third
stop atiri ni abala keni ike gba jari baba omo ti emi esu nda loro
you are seen in the first one they call us Jesus the Savior.
Did Jesus say ba awon ero to pele awon omo eyin lori wi?
How Jesus has won the multitude.
Ati bo ti say direct bo ti say correct baba omo to lo omo yen.
And how he has corrected the father of the son.
Tori na bayi ambo si isori keta.
Now we are moving to the third one.
Eyi ni imularado omo temi Jesu nda loro.
Here we can see the healing of the son.
Ati ijiroro Christ pelu awon omo eyin re.
And his discussion with the disciples.
Imularada omo temi Jesu nda loro.
The healing of the son tormented with
evil spirit. Ati ijiroro Christ pelu awon omo eyin re.
And his discussion with his disciples.
Eyi ni a wo lati ese kejidilogun si ese kokanlelogun.
This is what we examine from verse 18 to 21.
Ni esa ikejidini ogun.
In that verse 18.
Ibi ni ati ri Jesu to be mi aimo to ndo omo na loro wi.
Here we can see how Jesus rebuked the spirit that is
coming to the son.
Bible recorded that the spirit departed from the son. Whenever we bring our problem to
Jesus,
and we have uncovered our problem unto
Jesus,
devil has known this. That is why he hinders some people to receive Christ.
He knew that
devil know that whoever that has given himself unto Jesus
will
be delivered. By this, it makes some people to be ashamed of being
believed.
It makes it difficult for them to be
believed.
Some people are having having to believe. Said, bring him here.
But in the toilet,
as his brought
him to
Jesus, Jesus rebuked the spirit of man to the
child.
Depart from him.
Get
out of him.
Get
out of him.
And he
departed.
Only a mere son, Jade Kuolarare.
Spirit departed
as
from
him.
And the child was ill in that same hour. And the child was ill at that same hour. Here we can see him as the authority.
He's
not the one giving. Some people are giving authority. But
it's
authoritarian that gives someone authority. He speaketh in words. As the one that has the authority. He said it as the one that has the authority. He did not speak as someone that has authority. He said the word as
Hallelujah.
Someone that has the authority. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The one that has authority over all things. At that hour, at that same hour, and the child received his healing. Told you that. Whenever something that is disturbing the water has out of the water, what will happen to that water? The water will be settled. This is what we must note. When something that is we must not take it casually. We must examine it in a spiritual way. We must look at it in the prayer and the
fasting.
We must rebuke the spirit that is working in
praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. We must rebuke the spirit that is working when the spirit behind that sickness is out, one will be ill. When the spirit behind any problem is being healed, there will be
Verse 19.
Here we can see how disciples came to Jesus apart. He said they came to him apart. They came to him in secret. In secret, they came to him. They came to Jesus, their master, in secret. Whenever you believe, you must have a time that you speak to the Lord, a personal encounter. You must have a personal time that you speak to your Lord. You must have a time that you are going to speak with the Lord personally.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. They
said disciple. They walk to him. Apart from general prayer, you must be someone that have personal prayer. Whoever that have no time for God, God will not have time for that person. Apart from congregational prayer, you must have personal prayer.
Hallelujah.
A true believer must have personal encounter with the Lord. In secret, the disciple asked, why won't we be able to send out that spirit? In secret. Have you ever asked, why is this thing, situation like this to me? Lord. What's in that the flowing of the blessing? What do you want me to be doing that my that will make my life to flourish? You ask in secret. The disciple went to Jesus in secret. What is the cause of this disappointment? Why are they praying and the prayer did not answer? Why did they rebuke the evil spirit and it did not go out? Hallelujah. They asked. And Jesus gave them positive response.
Hallelujah.
Why? Because they have cordial relationship with the Lord Jesus. When you have cordial relationship with the Lord, you'll be able to ask, what shall I do? And he's going to lead you. Which course do you want me to study? And he's going to lead you. Which way should I take? And he's going to guide you. This man that came to me that wants to marry me, is it your will for my life? He's going to tell you. This lady that is just passing by before me, that is just giving me sign, Lord, how is it? And he's going to tell you. He's going to let you know. In secret, that is where you can ask that, Lord, how is this particular situation? When the disciple asked and their relationship is cordial, Jesus told them, verse 20 to 21, are you still here?
Verse 20 to 21.
Here Jesus gave a response to their question. As I told you, because they have cordial relationship, Jesus said, because of your unbelief, say it, because of your unbelief. Because of your unbelief.
Oh yes, sure.
Jesus answered to them, because of your unbelief.
Jesus, we pay it only by
because of your unbelief.
I baboni be oya to si alai babo to pe amu iru.
Unbelief here is different from unbeliever of the congregation. The problem the disciple have here is that their faith is not strong. Their faith is weak. And the problem of the congregation is that they did not believe at all.
Faithless.
They are faithless. There is difference between faithless and weak faith. There is a clear difference there. Jesus rebuked the congregation because they are unbelieving. He warned the disciples because their faith is weak. The faith of this disciple is weak, it's not strong. Because they did not believe that without physical, being seen Christ physically, they don't have the belief that Jesus is in them and he spoke through them. Jesus told the disciples that blessed are those that see me not and they believe in me. Means that we can even do greater than the apostles of Christ. Because they saw him and we did not see him. What can make us to do greater than what they have done? Our faith. Jesus gave us more blessing than them. If we can believe. If we can believe. This is why he has warned his disciples. When Jesus was not with them, they have not believed that the authority is from the Lord Jesus. They were just saying it as man's word, that get out. As if it's their noise that we send the devil out. As if it's their own power that we send the devil out. But the strong faith, we have to believe that the Lord is with me. When they say, where is that the Lord? He said, he's with me. His spirit is within me. This word, I'm saying, I'm not saying it alone. See the way I stand. Is the Lord. Whatsoever I say, it has been the word of God. My blood has been the blood of Jesus. And it's a must that whatsoever I said, as much as not my word, devil must bow. The faith that stands on believing that whatsoever he confessed is what the Lord has said. It's not him, but it's the word of God. It's this faith that we are calling strong faith. Because this disciple did not have this kind of faith. It's make their faith to be weak and it does not move devil. They can't cast out the devil.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now to receive this kind of strong faith, to receive it in your mind, that is to receive a strong faith. That's why Jesus Christ said, if you have this kind of faith, even if it's small, a strong faith, it will grow faster. It will grow faster. That faith will grow faster. And when it grows, it will become a big tree. In not liking it to the mustard seed. Why? Because a mustard seed is too small, but it grows faster. And when it grows faster, it will become a big tree.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now
say, whenever you have this kind of faith, you will be able to even command the mountain that has no air nor eye. You use that faith to command that mountain. That you mountain, hear the word of the Lord from me. Even if you don't say, hear the word of the Lord. That you mountain, move out of that place and move to this place. Get out of that place to the other side. Jesus said that with that kind of faith, that mountain will move. How much more that devil that have air? And as I, that means the faith within you, that faith that the Lord is with you, and the word that you say is not your word, that faith that there's nothing that word cannot do. I want you to look at the last word in that verse 20, and shall be if nothing impossible for you. And nothing shall be impossible unto you. And nothing shall be impossible to you. And nothing shall be impossible to you. There's nothing impossible to a man with faith. With faith, all things are possible. You'll be able to tell somebody something that has no air, eye, move from that place to the other side, and it shall be done. So, how much more something that has air?
Amen.
Amen. Let me pause a little and move amidst the congregation. What kind of faith do you have? This kind of faith, you use it to rebuke the Satan, that the Lord rebuke you. Get out of that place. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I rebuke the work of God. I rebuke the work of devil. It's not necessary that you command God to destroy it. You will not command God to rebuke Satan for you. You will command that the Lord rebuke you. I rebuke you in the name of the Lord Jesus. That seed uproot. Every work of the devil destroyed. That is strong faith. What is that strong faith? He believed that. That which is saying. That is the word of God through him. He believed that. It's not him that said it. It's the Lord that speak through him. You, this tree, uproot. In my heart that the Lord I believe has put through me is not my own voice. I think be it's my home, the tree will remain there. But that faith I had, though that still may make you to shout, but the faith in the Lord, that is what God worked with.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There will be nothing impossible for you. There shall be impossible with faith. There shall be nothing impossible unto you with faith, and nothing shall be impossible. There won't be anything that will be impossible. Fire of faith, the grace of faith coming to you, us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That is why a believer separates themselves. A believer is different from other people because he believes that the Lord is with him, that is walking with the Lord.
He speaks
to him, he leads him,
he
guides him to do all things. The believer will separate him or herself, live a separate life. They query him, why are you doing this? We said, because I believe. Because I'm of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm of the Lord.
And whatsoever I say is the word of God.
Amen.
A believer. That is whom we call a believer. A kind of faith that removes mountains. And Jesus gave them the secret to have
Jesus
that faith.
Be.
He said that kind of faith. That is the mountain that you can command, the mountain that you can cast out demons.
It's
not ordinary, but by fasting and prayer.
Ah.
By what? Fasting and prayer. Fasting and prayer.
Hey, okay. Mo fun ni oruko
that you mountain, I tell you the name of Jesus. Remove.
Adura ati awe.
Fasting and prayer. For someone in Christ Jesus, he's going to break the stony heart.
He
humbled the flesh, the canati. And it makes someone to cling onto the power of the Lord. The fasting and prayer opens someone's mind and faith to see the greatness in the name Jesus. Jesus said, this one cannot come out. This kind of faith cannot. That is the kind of faith that you can use to rebuke the devil. You can't have it or help. You pray and fast.
Hallelujah.
That's why I said, without fasting and prayer, you cannot receive that faith. Let not alone rebuke the devil. You can't receive that faith. Not alone rebuke the devil. This
is
why you have a separate time. You might decide, I want to fast this month. I want to fast this week. I want to fast this day. And he is going to prepare himself to pray. In those things, then faith manifests in one's life. In conclusion, we can say the reason this father has been disappointed. And we know why Jesus rebuked the congregation. He rebuked four things.
Oba awon ero wi.
Rebuke the congregation.
Oba
the father of that child that has the tormenting spirit, rebuke the devil. Likewise his disciple. But different warning, rebuke. I'm going to pause here. Whoever that has question, let us raise up our hand. How Jesus cure the child tormenting with evil spirits. If not, our daddy has some question for us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Reason for rebuke. They are unbeliever.
Hallelujah.
For their unbeliever is someone is coming to church carrying something. Some say that he came to church. Prayer cannot conquer that problem. Is it only prayer? They are of the same category with those that gather themselves with disciples. Is it prayer that they are going to use for this? That you faithless generation, you've seen greater things that the Lord has revealed. Is power of the Lord not greater than the power of devil? You have believed that the power of darkness can do it. Why not believe that the power of the Lord can do the greater? You faithless and perverse generation.
Hallelujah.
Why has he rebuked the father of this child? And in what way as he rebuke him? That is the second question.
Mama. Hallelujah. Amen. Say go until mama so. Oh yeah, until yeah. Very fine, very fine, very fine. Quantum so in another way. Yes, very fine. Setting go by. Yes. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So you ba yen nisin. Egbo mami. Eyan lo gbe ogun aye re tolo.
He carry his problem to human being, not Christ. He said he wants to go and meet a prophet in his mind. That prophet or pastor, if he meets the pastor, he will not even pray. He just go back with disappointed heart. Because he has come to meet the pastor. Not God in the life of that pastor. He carried the child to his disciple. That's the reason for his disappointed. How did Jesus correct him?
Jesus ni. Oh yeah, but the work of Jesus now you know. When Jesus is correcting, only better me one in. Instead, into of better more many law. Better me one in. Into of better any law. Better me one in. Hallelujah. What is correcting?
Corrected him that he should bring the child to him. Not to man. Bring the child to him, to Jesus.
Okay.
Not to man. The third question.
Praise the Lord. Kennedy, that Jesus will be by
Why has Jesus rebuked the devil tormenting that child?
Yes. Yes. You try. Oh, yeah, do me. Yes, Mama. Over 10 last in that. Yes, or the landing in your battery. Yes, sir. Praise the Lord. Ndori akoko. Ma so bai. Tori wi pe egbon enawo leyin. Oya ma. Praise the Lord. Come and give us all the land of winner. Oh, yeah, car credit here. Everybody, what we just know you. Go to the bank and run up for the man's sorrow. Praise the Lord. Amen. It is easier to be buying where may I money win the weekly.
Is it for rebooking it?
If you don't work, you say, there.
Where he is, it's not his dwelling place. Devil have no right to dwell in man. If someone is in wrong place, what will you do? You command the person to leave the place. He has no right. And the person that has authority over him is speaking. Your life is not a dwelling place of devil.
Temple of God.
I am a temple of the Lord Jesus Christ. And they have brought him to Jesus. And they rebuke him that get out of him. You are a stranger. Out.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's
clap for Jesus.
Amen.
fourth question. Why has Henry book his disciple?
A, B,
then the B part, how does he book them? Because their faith is weak. Because their faith is weak. You rebook them because their faith is weak. Their faith has no bone, has no backbone. The B part of it. How did Jesus rebook his disciples? Said because of their unbelief. It's not everything that used to beat. You can beat by word of mouth. At times, you can wonder. Because of your unbelief. Maybe you have a faith even small as that of mustard seed. You command the mountain to move, and it moves, and nothing shall be impossible for you. Because their faith is weak. So some people come to church. Lord, rebuke Satan for me. Lord, rebuke Satan for me. And the Lord will be looking. Are you still killed? You are still kidding. As long as we come into church, are you still commanding God to rebuke Satan for you? You cannot command Satan that the Lord rebuke you. That every work of devil in me, I destroy you. Scatter, destroy. It's different from the Lord rebuke you. Lord, rebuke the work of devil in my life. That means their faith is weak. Listen and listen well. As if you are going to that, my cross this and get to that place. Someone that just crossed this place, a command. But someone that is calling God to do it is turning around.
Hallelujah.
There are some prayer that you beg God, that God, give me wisdom. Don't do this. God, lay your hands upon me. But to destroy one kind of work, devil's work, to cast out demons, because God is within you, you command with that authority in you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. No, if daddy is not behind him, he cannot beat that brother. Because he was within him, he can beat you. And you'll be looking as hey. Hey, you this child. He wanted to beat you. He will not just be asking daddy to beat you. With that being with him, he will use that boldness to beat you. And you just be looking. It's just because of someone behind you.
Praise the Lord.
That's the system that the believer rebuked devil.
Sentibo saw you were
Oluwa eni to ni aye atorun o
nbe lodo. The owner of the heaven and the heart.
O wa nnu mi
ni. He's within me.
Say
if the Lord is with us, who will be against
us?
Stand up on your feet. Fire of faith. Fire of faith. Fire of strong faith. The fire of big faith. The fire of faith that transforms our life. Come into my life in the mighty name of Jesus.
Oya ina igbagbo ina igbagbo ina igbagbo ina igbagbo oya pe ina igbagbo gbo inu mi
ko pa faith they get to
loruko Jesus
Christ in the name of Jesus
ina igbagbo nla ni oruko Jesus
oya
gbo inu mi gbo inu mi gbo inu mi gbo inu mi
come here to my heart in the name of Jesus
loruko Jesus loruko Jesu ni oruko la Jesu oya ina igbagbo wa ina mi lo ina igbagbo ta fi le su jade ta fi ba se su je ina igbagbo ta fi pa olorun re ina igbagbo ta fi pa gbogbo se su
oya
The
fall of the law, come with me.
Come into my heart.
The fall of the faith that transforms
life. Ina
Follow faith that finds solution to all things. Oh, come into my heart. Come into my life. Fire of faith in the name of Jesus. Let fire of faith come into me in the name of Jesus.
Ina ibaguaye loruko Jesu aya majo pe ina ibagbo majo nu mi majo lara mi majo ninu mi majo lara mi majo ninu mi majo lara mi majo ninu mi ina ibagbo majo majo lara mi majo nu mi majo ni oruko Jesu Oluwa wa ina Olorun ko wonu wa lo
amen
ina igbagbo aye ko wonu wa lo
amen
ko ma jo nbe
amen
ko ma jo nbe
amen
ko ma jo nbe
amen
atomode atagba to wa ni abe iko ni yi ina igbagbo ko wonu wa
amen
ko ma jo
amen
ka ti pa be mo gbadun Olorun
amen
loruko Jesu Oluwa wa
amen Jesus name
amen o ti dara fun wa
this one with us
ipade yi se padaki fun gbogbo eniyan
this program is important for everyone
nitori na aro wa lati ma tete de
all us to be here on time
ti a ti ri pe a tun so fun awon eyan mi lati ma wa
so invite others
a ti ri bi Olorun ti se nse
can see how God does his work
ninu iru ipade yi
in the program like this
opolopo ogun Olorun ma nse be
Lord uncover many problems
bi Olorun ma yi aye
the Lord transform life.
Won tu sile o si nsi ni niye.
He deliver and
no, he
open
na, mind. Kafe, pade,
please don't let us joke with this program. Every Monday with us.